to the Creative Boss Babe podcast. I'm Emily, your host, and join me every week as I talk about running a creative business, a bunch of pop culture fun, and even more. So let's get into this week's episode. Hey, what's up, you guys? It's me, Emily, and yes, I know, I am back. It's a Tuesday. It's strange, but if you guys didn't hear my last episode, I'm actually going to be putting out two episodes a week now, every Tuesday and Friday. So lots more podcast content coming. But before we get into it, I just want to let you guys know that this episode is sponsored by Tresta. You'll hear more about them later. But yes, thank you so much for sponsoring this episode. Now, let's get into it. So today we're going to be talking about why you should be creating a different piece of content every day. I know that's like insane to say in here, but honestly, having different pieces of content just helps your business so much. And that's what I want to talk to you guys about today. So when you guys create a different piece of content every day, it helps you grow your reach, which is honestly a big goal for most creative entrepreneurs out there. We all want to grow our following, grow our reach, reach new people, teach them, help them, have them find us as authorities in our field, and come to us when they need work done on whatever it is we do. So that is a huge, huge, huge reason why you should be putting out content every single day. I used to do it once a week with just the podcast, and that was it. And I realized, one, I just wasn't getting that reach I wanted, and two, I wasn't being able to create all the content I wanted to create. So what I went and did was create a different piece of content for every day of the week, and I created a schedule for that. So let me break it down for you. So there's two things that I post on daily, and that's Instagram and in my Facebook group, the Creative Biz Babe community. And in those things, there's usually one to two posts a day on the feed or multiple posts on the story just to continue reaching people and showing up on their feeds, because those platforms are constantly used by people, so why not try and reach them as much as you can? I also, like I said, put out my podcast now on Tuesdays and Fridays. That is huge for me, just have those 2 days. So Tuesdays and Fridays now, you can expect a brand new podcast episode. On Mondays, I put out a YouTube video. If you guys didn't know, I just relaunched my YouTube channel. Actually launched it, relaunched my YouTube career. But launched a new YouTube channel for Canyon Moon. And every Monday, a new video goes up at 3 o'clock to reach the YouTube audience, to give a little bit more of a look into the content I create, help visually teach people. It's something that I really love doing. So that's why I have it on Mondays. And then we have the email list on Thursdays. So our email list, if you guys didn't know, is where we send emails out weekly or even daily sometimes, depending on what we're doing, with information about a topic, lots of links, freebies, all of that stuff, which you can sign up for in the description of this episode. But I digress. We have our email list every Thursday. So we have new emails landing in people's inbox weekly to connect with that audience. And by having all of these different types of content going out, we have been able to reach brand new clients, a brand new audience, and just grow our following. Our podcast listens have tripled. Our email list has record high numbers that honestly are insane to me. Like, I've never had this many opens and clicks and signups and things like that with my email list. So honestly, this is huge for me. And like my YouTube channel, it's still new. I launched it 2 weeks ago, but it's something that I just truly, truly, truly love and I'm so excited to have out there. So I have these content places, these platforms, and I post on them basically every day. Now, granted, I don't post on the weekends just because I try to keep those to myself. Still, like a Facebook post or an Instagram post will go out, but like big content doesn't go out. And then I reserve Wednesdays for whatever platform I feel like needs a little bit more love that week. So it could be Instagram, where I'll do an Instagram live, or Facebook group where I do a Facebook live. It could be a bonus YouTube video if that's what I feel like doing. It's just one of those days where I can create a piece of content for any platform, because I was realizing as I was going through and creating content that the blog I had was just not something I loved. And so I decided to Marie Kondo it and get rid of it. And that led me to having this free day where I could just be like, I love creating. I want to create on this platform this week and share about this. And it gave me that freedom to do so while still putting out that new piece of content. So yeah, that is why you guys should have different platforms for your content each day and why you need to expand. Yeah. I think this is the shortest intro section I think I've ever done. But you know what? It's okay. This week's a bite-sized episode. Okay, now let's get into those ads, especially the one from our favorite new sponsor. Since today's episode is all about creating content, I wanted to offer a special little freebie to you guys to help you plan your own content for your brand. And it is a content calendar template for Asana. Now, if you guys don't use Asana, what the hell are you doing? Asana is a project management tool that will literally help you in all different areas of your business. And this content calendar is a huge, huge, huge help. I've literally been using it in my business since I started 2 years ago, and it has been a lifesaver. So it's a great place to plan like big pieces of content you want to work on, what kind of platforms you're working on, what days you work on those platforms, what day the content goes up. You have an entire place to plan out monthly themes and goals for your content, as well as just dump all of your thoughts so you can come back later and be like, ooh, that and that and that would make a really good piece of content to go on here, you know? So if you guys want to download this amazing content calendar template for Asana, you can do so by heading to canyonmooncreative.com/freebie. The link is in the description of this episode. All you have to do is put in your name and your email and you get the template sent straight to your inbox. Pretty damn cool. So yeah, if you guys want this freebie, again, canyonmooncreative.com/freebie. It's in the description of this episode. So I want to talk to you for a minute about Tresta. Tresta is an app for iPhone and Android that lets you do business calling and texting from anywhere. If you're running a business, you know communication and networking is so important. Most of the people that I talk to are still using their personal phone for business calls, and that can blur the lines between your personal and professional lives. So if you've been giving out your personal number to clients, you should definitely give Tresta a try. This is the best business phone app out there, whether you just need a phone number or an entire phone system. Tresta is totally flexible and can grow with your business. And it's all unlimited. Calling, texting, and all of their powerful call management features like auto attendance, call recording, user groups, and more for just $15 per user per month. With Tresta, there's no contract and you don't need any special hardware, just the smartphone you're already using. And it's easy to configure, so you can get it all set up by yourself, and it's all online. And because they love you guys, they're offering you a free 30-day trial, so you can see if Tresta's virtual phone system is right for you. Communicate smarter and more efficiently with Tresta. Start now at Tresta.com/BossBabe. That's Tresta.com/BossBabe, all one word. Guys, since signing up, Flowdesk's email marketing platform has changed the way I operate my business. The simple, aesthetically pleasing platform has taken my biz from one newsletter a year to once a week, if not more. With amazing, easy-to-customize templates from the Rising Tide Society and Jenna Kutcher, you can find the perfect email template for you. Each template also includes a plug-and-play copy and amazing fonts. You can sign up right now and get a free month plus 50% off your subscription now when you sign up at flowdesk.com/c/dreamnow. Again, you can sign up at flowdesk.com/c/dreamnow. This is one tool you definitely should have in your creative business toolbox. Are you ready to streamline your business with one amazing CRM software? Sign up now for Dubsado and save 20% off your first month or year when you use the code CanyonMoonCreativeCo. You can use Dubsado for a variety of different things, from contracting and invoicing to creating to-do lists and setting up portals for your clients. There's so many amazing, amazing things that Dubsado can do that I highly recommend you adopt it into your business and use it so well. It's amazing. So again, if you guys want to save 20% off your first month or year with Dubsado, then you should check out canyonmooncreative.com /resources. It's linked in the description of this episode. Click there. You can find Dubsado and use our discount code now to sign up and get your business started on the right track.
Okay, guys. So, I have a new ad for you. I know. You're like, oh my god, a new ad. I can't wait. Okay, so let me be honest and tell you this is not like a sponsorship. This is just me absolutely loving this company and having a referral code to give you guys like money off so you can experience this and work with this amazing company and get their products and just support them because they're super amazing, especially right now. So this week I want to tell you guys about Imperfect Foods. Imperfect Foods is honestly an amazing grocery delivery system that delivers you the foods that grocery stores deem imperfect, whether there's too much that couldn't be sold in stores or it doesn't look right so it wouldn't be sold anyways, or if there's an abundance, whatever it is, this place takes that produce or that food and instead of wasting it and letting it just like rot, they sell it at a discounted price and offer free delivery to your place. And like, it's super, super, super amazing. I have used it for almost a month now. I've gotten 2 deliveries from them because I have a bi-weekly. And I am just obsessed. This place is so amazing. You can get amazing fresh produce. It lasts for a long time that you can use for cooking and like just snacking on, eating if you're that kind of person where you just eat fresh veggies or whatever, you can do that. They have vegetables, fruit, they even have like fish, salmon, chicken, beef, sausages, milk. I got oat milk from them and I am obsessed. Obsessed. Everything is an amazing, amazing price. It's so much cheaper than grocery stores. And with the pandemic going on and everything going on, you guys can actually get it delivered straight to your door. And it's absolutely, absolutely amazing. So if you guys want to check it out, head to the link in the description. It'll be linked down there with all of my info, with my code and everything. You guys can get $10 off your order, which is huge. I usually only spend about $20 on my purchase. So like $10 off of that, pretty damn good, right? So if you guys want it, definitely go sign up. All the information will be in the description of this episode. And again, Imperfect Foods, if you guys want to support an amazing, amazing company, they are truly, truly amazing. You want to not leave your house and still get amazing fresh produce and things to eat with, groceries, that kind of thing, check them out. So again, if you guys want Imperfect Foods and get $10 off your order, check out the information in the description of this episode.
So this week's song of the week had to go to one of my favorite One Direction boys. He put out his new album recently, Heartbreak Weather. I've just been obsessed with it. And this song in particular is just one that just touches all my heartstrings and makes me fall in love every single time I hear it. So it is Still by Niall Horan. If you guys haven't heard his new album, what the hell are you doing? Go listen to it right now. And it's an astounding album, just like Harry's, super amazing. I absolutely love it, and especially this song Still. It's beautiful. So if you guys want to hear this song and all of the other songs mentioned on the podcast, you can find the official Creative Boss Babe podcast playlist on Spotify. It's also linked in the description of this episode, so you can just click there and go listen to every single song we've ever mentioned. If not, then once again, this week's song of the week is Still by Niall Horan. So this week's small creator shout out goes to Pip Findlay of Wild_Mama. She's a mompreneur who helps other mothers navigate motherhood. I've been watching her content for a while. It's super inspiring, super beautiful, and just really raw. Like, she talks about things that you normally wouldn't see, and I just love it. And best of all, she just launched her own lockdown planner to help mothers through this uncertain time dealing with their families. It's amazing. I'm so proud of her, and I can't wait to see what else she does. So if you guys want to check her out, find the planner, and just support an amazing mompreneur, you can follow her on Instagram at wild_mama. The link's in the description of this episode. And you didn't think that was the end of the One Direction content, did you? I sure hope not. Now, if you guys are like me and you grew up in the time of One Direction and their world takeover, then you'd have noticed that on Twitter lately, the SiriusXM Hits One Twitter has been tweeting nonstop about a One Direction reunion. I know. It sounds a little insane. You're like, they broke up 5 years ago. Leave them alone. Nothing's going to happen. But hear me out. So SiriusXM has been talking a lot about One Direction and the fact that they've been having FaceTime calls and like catching up with one another, especially after everything that happened with Zayn and how there was rumors and things said about everybody hating each other. It was a whole ordeal. But they've been talking, they've been meeting up, they've been having meetings, and a lot of people think they're going to get back together to celebrate the 10th anniversary of the band. The band got together 10 years ago on X Factor UK, so it's kind of a huge deal. And there's been talks of a new album, a new tour when everything calms down, or even a quarantine concert. Now, I don't know about you guys, but this is me freaking out. I literally have been watching Twitter, like, every couple of minutes I'll go on, see if there's anything new, that kind of stuff. And it could all be rumors, that's totally okay, but I'm somebody that really, 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 truly hopes that it isn't, because I love One Direction. I was devastated when they broke up, and I would love to see them get back together, even if it's just for, like, one performance or something. And if it were a live performance after this whole quarantine thing ends, I will be there. Like, that's how much I love them and how much I want to see them back together at least one more time. So, that's this week's pop culture moment. One Direction might be getting back together. If you guys have any thoughts on this, let me know on Instagram at KenyaMoonCreativeCo. Just like go ahead and send me a message or something and let me know what you think about all this. Are you as excited as me? Are you just like, ugh, quit beating a dead horse? Or are you just like, I don't believe it? Let me know. So yeah. Once again, thank you so much, Tresta, for sponsoring this episode. If you guys want to test it out and get 30 free days, head to the link in my description or tresta.com/bossbabe, all one word, and sign up. See if it works for your business, because I think it will. That being said, I hope you guys liked this episode. If you did, I would absolutely love it if you could go on to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts that allows ratings and leave us a 5-star review or a 4-star or a 3-star or a 2-star. Maybe not a 1-star, because that's just kind of rude, but if that's how you feel about us, please let us know. Leave us a review. Tell us what you like, what you don't like, what you want to see improved. And yeah, we love hearing from you guys, and your reviews can help us reach a brand new audience, reach new people every single day, which is ultimately the goal. We want to reach as many of you as possible, create an amazing, amazing, amazing community, and keep creating content for you. So yeah, that's it. I hope you guys like this episode. I'll be back Friday with a brand new episode. Okay, bye.